On this day, we thank all of our veterans from all of our wars, not just for your service to this country, but for reminding us why America is and always will be the greatest nation on earth. For that, we must do more. For that, we must commit this day and every day to serving you as well as you've served us. This is the first Veterans Day in a decade in which there are no American troops fighting and dying in Iraq. No veteran should have to wait months or years for the benefits that you've earned. So we will continue to attack the claims backlog. We won't let up. We will not let up. No one who fights for this country overseas should ever have to fight for a job or a roof over their head or the care that they have earned when they come home.
Happy Veterans Day to all of you listening to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney and all those nooks and crannies. A tip of the cap, a salute, and thanks from a grateful nation and all of us here on ATN for your service, no matter where you served, how you served, how long you served. In other words, is what I mean. And I know that there are many people that have sacrificed so much, and it can just never be said enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's because of people who serve that we live in this free and great nation, and we can never, ever, ever forget that. Veterans Day is a very, very important day. I know when I was a kid, my grandfather would take me up and walk me along to the big Veterans Memorial that they had in a place called Voorhees, New Jersey, so I could see uncles and other people who were listed, because most of my family, in fact, all of my family served in some capacity, and he taught me what they had done and taught me, you know, the reason why they had done it, and always I carried that around with me, and it was very, very special. So to me, the day, I understood the meaning of the day. We had flags all around the house, and that was the number one day for flying flags, actually, I think, besides 4th of July. So if you have a flag, put it out. If you don't have a flag, it's a reminder, go and get one so you can put it out the next time around for Veterans Day. Well, when you think of veterans and you think of heroes, one of the biggest heroes, certainly from the Iraq War, was General David Petraeus. I remember I used to see him answer questions and deal with journalists and deal with Congress when he was getting hammered on various points. And he was always a cool customer. He just delivered. He just said it like it was. That was it. Boom. He knew how to handle the media. Well, now he steps away from the media as quickly as he can because, sadly, David Petraeus stepped down as director of the CIA on Friday in a huge surprise move that I think shook the intelligence community just days after the president was reelected. And so, why, you know, the first thing you hear is he's resigned. Then you hear he's had this affair with somebody who was doing a biography on him. Then there's questions as to, and think of how hard this is to attain this rank, why this retired four-star general who led forces in Iraq and Afghanistan would put himself in this position where he would step away from this job, a job that he loved, because he loved being in charge of the CIA. The FBI was investigating, not Petraeus necessarily. The FBI had a tip that Petraeus was involved with his biographer. Her name is Paula Broadwell, and they investigated the alleged affair to determine only this reason, to determine whether or not, hey, is the guy giving up some secrets? Is there pillow talk where he's saying stuff that can't be out there? So it wasn't for any other reason that they were investigating him. The concern was that could he be blackmailed or be vulnerable? Well, too late for vulnerability. So Broadwell, this biographer, spent a year with Petraeus in Afghanistan interviewing him for the book she co-wrote all in the education of General David Petraeus. But it gets even more tangled than after that, because it's not clear whether Broadwell is actually the woman who Petraeus has admitted having an affair with. And nobody's talking about this. This is a 60-year-old, four-star, retired general in charge of the CIA who had a spotless, distinguished 37-year career in the military before he took the CIA job. You think of the forces he led in Iraq and Afghanistan. I already mentioned that. And the massive praise that, really, this was the interesting thing about Petraeus, is he got praise from both sides of the aisle. They liked him, Republicans liked him, and Democrats liked him. So I think that it was his resignation was shocking to a lot of people, because people wanted to know what could possibly be the explanation for this before they understood about the affair thing and the FBI tripping onto it and all of that. So is there more to the story? Is it not just, ooh, I'm a married guy with grown children, and I can't, this is humiliating, I can't possibly do this, so I'm resigning from this spot. Is there something else that was there that nobody's talking about that seems a little fishy? Is it bowing out of the administration? I mean, what is it that sends Petraeus to this point? I mean, listen, he's got to be, I'd have to say, and you might disagree with me, but think about this for a second. I mean, just think about this for a second. If I asked somebody to name me, probably somebody who is the most known military leader, you know, name me a couple of well-known military leaders, who would you name? Well, Colin Powell's name always comes up, right? But who would be the other name? Petraeus. And especially since he was currently the CIA director until he had to resign the spot. And is part of this in any way the controversy over the terror attack on the mission in Benghazi in Libya that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans? Because Petraeus was supposed to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee this week on that attack. That was supposed to happen. But now it's not going to happen. And I love this. Senator Dianne Feinstein says, I wish that the president hadn't accepted his resignation, but I understand and respect the decision. And she said, and she's right, he certainly was considered one of the best and brightest for what he had done. And you have to be grateful for his service. But you have to be confused by what's happened here. I mean, this is a big, truly, I think, a big loss for the country. If you have an affair and you're in that position, does it mean you have to resign? How many people run companies or are in big positions don't resign? A lot. All right, another big questions. Did you serve, did anyone in your family serve? When it's Veterans Day, is there somebody that you recognize in your life for their service? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Talking about people who served in your family, somebody that you remember on Veterans Day. And then I was also thinking about famous generals because of Petraeus being in the situation that he's in. And, of course, there's General Schwarzkopf. Remember him, the whole Desert Storm. And I already mentioned Colin Powell. You can think back in history. I mean, who hasn't heard of General Patton, of course? We could go back to Washington and our most famous general, George Washington. We see him every day, right? On every dollar and every quarter. So and that might be our most famous general. But in modern times, a lot of people would have known Petraeus, to be sure. Let's go to Susan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Susan.
Good evening, Kate. My father was an FBI agent. Before that, he was in the Navy. When I first heard the report about General Petraeus, something was wrong. I know a lot of FBI agents, and I spoken to them, and their take on it is now the FBI is into cyber terrorism. They're into other things. They're not investigating a random email in Tampa, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's confusing is it doesn't make sense. If this all ended 4 months ago, then why is it coming out now before the congressional hearings on Benghazi? But you said it yourself. Petraeus could reach across the aisle. And being that he was so clean and pure and a military strategist, he would do anything not to tarnish the reputation of any administration, and including resigning. I mean, where's the press conference with the wife standing beside him?
Yeah.
You're not hearing a peep out of either of these two women.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't make sense, because I don't believe it happened. And also, look at President Clinton. He was reelected after his affair with Monica Lewinsky. And you can bet that General Petraeus and the woman, whoever she may be, mm-hmm. were not talking about foreign policy. That was my take on it when I first heard the report. And there can be no other explanation. General Petraeus is a patriot to the point where he would let them the administration convolute the story and resign so it doesn't come back and tarnish the administration's reputation about Benghazi. What do you think, Kate?
Yeah, I think Petraeus, absolutely. I don't think he wanted to do that. He didn't want to have anything fall off of his shoulders onto the administration. I do. And I think it has to do with that, because it is very odd. It is absolutely very odd. The whole twisted tie with the second woman in Tampa who's the liaison to the Joint Special Ops Command and all that stuff, and friendly with the family, and getting these harassing emails from the woman who is the biographer, which led to the FBI to examine the email accounts and all of that. It's very, very strange. Very strange.
If they were to produce the woman,
yeah,
in Tampa,
yeah,
I would be very surprised.
I would too.
I don't think you're going to see that happen.
No.
And if this did happen, he would at least be charged with dereliction of duty. And nothing's happening to him. It's confusing. And when things are confusing, it's because they don't make sense.
And that's right.
Just being around the FBI agents, they're not buying it. They're just not buying it. But they do say that being in a, you know, Democrat-run administration, that Petraeus would do anything not to tarnish the image of the administration.
Yeah.
And I do believe that.
I do, too.
I just want to thank all our veterans for what they do for us and the freedoms they've given us.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Sandy. Good call. I agree. Can't say enough about the vets, as I was saying right at the top, that they're without question. You know, you go through our history and you take it war by war and look at the tremendous people who have served, and, you know, not just the generals. I started with the generals, but everybody who's been there on the front lines, and the amount of time that they've given up with family over and over again. And these last wars have been terrible on family lives, and awful for the people who have gone over and served, where they've done one tour and then done another tour and then sometimes done another tour after that. They're gone for 8 months. They're gone for a year, get 8 months and then a little leave, and then they're back. I mean, just really, really tough, the toll that takes on anyone, whether they have a family or they're single. It's rough, and it's been a particularly long, long time. First Iraq, and then Afghanistan. So if you see a vet, make sure you shake their hand and thank them, because I always think that when I see on the plane, it used to be, and I don't know, maybe they're still doing this, that they would upgrade somebody who had a uniform on to first class if they had a seat, or if somebody gave up a seat. And I saw that happen a couple times where somebody gave up a seat, and I thought that was just absolutely terrific. So the Benghazi thing and what happened there, and whether Petraeus will testify, that's probably, there's a good bet that may still happen, that he may still end up testifying, but not as the CIA director, because now he is the former CIA director. Very strange, too, because Petraeus, think of this, Petraeus turns 60 on Wednesday. He resigns on Thursday. Then he tells his employees, the CIA, about his affair on Friday, and then he's done. Then he's taking his box and he's walking out the door. Ooh. But the cloud of doubt is because of the scrutiny of the assault on the consulate where Stevens and the three other Americans were killed on the 11th anniversary of September 11th, the terrorist attack there. So there is definitely some question, I think, about the affair thing and the timing of all of this. And I think they'll still call on Petraeus. I think he'll still be asked to testify. All right, we're going to switch gears because Sandy has been absolutely devastating. In fact, many people who have served in the military are out there helping families and doing whatever they can, reservists, etc., too, taking blankets and water to people who are still without power in Staten Island and some other areas in New York and some other areas of New Jersey. So coming up, we're going to talk about the weather and the weather system in one of our weekly re-racks with a conversation we had with weather expert David Dalka about the weather, the National Weather Service, and how they measure storms, and was this good enough? So anyway, here's what some of the people are saying about Sandy and being cold and needing blankets and that kind of stuff.
Sleep with like six blankets because it's so cold in our house at night, and you know, it's just really annoying.
They've been handing out blankets, and then we've been with our regular blankets and sweatshirts and sweatpants and everything.
The upstairs roof is ready to cave in. It's just we lost everything.
So sad to look at it all.
Yeah, it's got to be sad. The rebuilding is going to be ridiculously hard, long, and expensive. And it's going to be tough because of the condensed areas, the massive amount of people in those areas. Really, for so many of those people to stay in the same cities where they were, and maybe they still can, but especially Staten Island's going to be tough. Those shore areas are going to be tough. I don't think that there'll be as much rebuilding as many people think. I think there will be people that will be moving out of that area. But thumbs up to the Red Cross. They've done just a great job in the 2 weeks after the storm because you had so many people who needed that food and the blankets and the warmth and the shelter and all of that. And as many times as people have beaten up the Red Cross, I think they've done a great, great job along that whole eastern seaboard. Stay with us, David Dalka, next on ATN.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Water and food, and now we've got this nor'easter that's about to slam into the East Coast. Boy, they're just not getting a break, especially in these shore areas in New Jersey, and as we've seen in New York, too, Long Island and Staten Island, and just how awful Sandy was and what a disaster it was. So we've been talking about Hurricane Sandy, and was there enough warning, and do we get enough warnings with hurricanes, and how do we measure this, that kind of stuff. David Dalko joins us now, and he's a weather expert, and he's all about crunching those numbers, the big data, as it were. So, David, thanks for coming on ATN. I got to ask you this right off the bat. When you saw Sandy, and I know because you're a weather geek guy, and I'm not even a geek about it, but I was looking at every satellite image, everything. You must have been looking at that. What were you thinking?
I was thinking that the warnings were understated for what was going to happen, which is exactly what occurred. And the tragedy in that is the data that's necessary is actually communicated. It just isn't communicated in a clear and concise way.
Yeah. What do you think they should have done? They should have said mandatory evacuation. Come on, this, you got to roll. Look at all these areas where the bay is going to meet the ocean. We could have serious waves here. You can't wait this out.
Well, there's the emotional aspect, which is what you just talked about there, but then there's the rational and data aspect, which is, you know, buried within the advisories that they put out every 6 hours. The National Hurricane Center actually puts out the number of miles from the center of the storm of where the hurricane force winds are occurring and the number of miles from the center where the tropical storm force winds are occurring. So in this storm, in Hurricane Katrina, the tropical storm force winds were only 230 miles from the center. In this storm, in Sandy, the tropical storm force winds were 475 miles from the center. So in other words, this storm was twice as large, just based on that one demographic, than Katrina. Now, granted, it wasn't as severe at the center, but imagine if that data was clearly communicated in a way that that consumers and media folks could get the magnitude of the size across. Because part of this thing is, what is the size of the impact? How big of an area will be affected? What are the areas of these storm surges, and how large an area will it be? We've never seen anything like what occurred last week before in terms of the magnitude of the size of coast that was affected.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If you look at the weather, you know, the way they look at this, the National Weather Service, and I think this is what people don't understand. Explain the scale that's used for the National Weather Service.
Sure. There's an old scale that was developed decades ago called the Saffir-Simpson scale, and it goes on a simple scale from 1 to 5. Sandy was a 1 when it hit the shore. Hurricane Katrina was a 4 at the time that it hit the shore. But the length and width of the storm that it hit, you know, was much larger with the storm, coupled with some other unique aspects of the type of coastline where this hit, made it more severe. But the problem is that metric wasn't communicated clearly in the media. It wasn't clearly put in, the blog post I wrote about this, which I encourage everybody to look at and send to the National Hurricane Center and ask them to change this, would advocate, changing this metric so that the Saffir-Simpson scale number was enhanced. So it would show these hurricane force wind mile from the center ratings and tropical force storm wind mile from the same center ratings in one clean metric. So this storm would have been a 1, 175, 475. You know, Katrina would have been a 4, 125, 230. People would be confused about this at first, but over time, people would say, well, what does that mean? And they would ask questions, and then they would start to say, oh, that's more clear and concise information that I can take action with.
Yeah, so why don't they use the better data that's available? Why don't they use stuff that's more accurate? Why do they continue to use the scale they're using?
That's a great question, Kate. And the answer to that is, I don't know. I can guess. My guess would be that, like all of us, we're creatures of the processes we've traditionally done and the way we've done things. And even though they provide this data, they provide it in giant 1,000-word text blobs with words that the majority of the population aren't able to read because of the reading level. So, it's all about how can we, in a world where we're so overwhelmed with content and communication today, how can we distill it down to the core essence of what needs to be communicated so people can act, so people don't cry wolf when it's a small storm and don't underreact when it's a large storm.
Yeah, there you go. Underreact is, to me, that's what's so scary. And now we see this nor'easter. I mentioned this at the top, that's coming in the direction of the east. What you look at this, what could this possibly do to the folks that are already trying to bail themselves out? It might be dry and they're dealing with sand now, but what happens when you add rain into the equation? And it could be a lot of rain, I understand.
Well, there's a couple of different impacts here. First, I'll put them in two categories, those that affect people and those that affect property. So in the category of what affects people, we still have millions of households that don't have power right now. And we're in a season where that's not a good time of the year to not have power. When the temperature's in the 30s at night, that's not cool. Well, it is cool, but not in a good way. And, there is a lot of this story because of how remote the areas are that are being affected, by the power, that the national media, I don't think, fully has its hands around and is not fully portraying the American people. So ultimately, those people are going to be in a world of hurt if it comes through and it's raining and cold when you're already cold and you don't have heat. I mean, that's a really bad situation. And on the other side of it, in terms of the land impacts, we destroyed hundreds of miles of sand dunes on coastline. So all that means in English is any storm that comes along now that traditionally wouldn't have been a big deal, suddenly now doesn't have any barriers for those waves to hit. It just goes right back up to where it was. And that's going to be a problem for this entire winter season along the New Jersey and New York coastline.
Yeah, do you think they need to build better barriers based on what we saw with that storm and Irene and some storms before that?
Yeah, that gets into a personal political belief situation. And, some people would say, you shouldn't rebuild in those areas. And some people would say you can try to build bigger and better barriers. And, there's mixed arguments on both sides of that. And, those are tough decisions that those local and state governments are going to have to make in conjunction with their populations. And, I don't really think it's my place to tell a local city how they should run their lives, other than communicating clearly to people when they're in danger, which is what we're talking about this evening. The restoration of property, that's a personal decision, right?
Right, absolutely. How about this, and looking from the weather perspective, and you're talking about the information and getting the correct information out to people, and this isn't political, but maybe it's a good idea for people to be ready to roll. Like, I lived in California, and people would say, make sure you're prepared for the earthquake. And I used to think, well, that's ridiculous. I grew up in the East Coast. What do you think, the big one's going to happen? And sure enough, there were a few little earthquakes that were pretty scary. And what they meant, they were telling me, have some water. Know where your have an emergency generator. Have a few things ready. From your perspective and looking what happened to people, wouldn't you say, as a weather expert, that that's probably a good idea?
Well, just in general, that's a great idea. And I think, a lot of programming that comes through GCN advocates that behavior. And, I still think not enough people have heard it and needed those warnings. There's a number of great and wonderful people that talk about those things in great detail. But, I think psychologically, whether it's the big data about making decisions about our daily lives, or the big data about decisions in businesses which came made wrong, or whether it's these weather situations which happen infrequently, and therefore we tend to not know how to react rationally to what we're being told. We tend to say, oh, it's not going to be that bad, we'll be okay, and that's our first instinct, right? So ultimately, we tend to do that, but at the same time, we tend to look at those things there, and there's large parts of the country that are, like you said, ready and ripe for other, reactions here. I mean, there's tons of the other parts of the coast that haven't been hit by hurricanes in decades that are ripe targets. Places like Miami, places like Tampa, places like Houston. There's tons of other places like that. And then there's the earthquake risk, which, if you look at that, isn't just California. There's the New Madrid Fault right in the center of the United States. In Arkansas there, that the last time that happened in 1812. Rang church bells in Boston. So, these are all real things that you need to be prepared for. And I think what we do see from this event is, especially in a large populated area, there's no way the government can make an appropriate response no matter how much they prepare. So you taking action before the event, whether that's you leaving the area or whether that's you being hunkering down and having all the things that you know you need, becomes more paramount. But part of that starts with, when do you know you need to make that reaction? And that's why I'm advocating this change in the Saffir-Simpson scale.
Good advice. I hope that people heed what you're saying. Check it out at daviddalka.com. David, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Keith.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Ryan under center, hands to Turner. Michael on the cutback, touchdown Atlanta. How about that? Or you could just shove it right up their nose. Michael Turner, his fourth touchdown run of the year, and he and Ryan collide on that score.
Heat up the middle, Newton, going in so for Steve Smith, catch, touchdown. He pushed off right in front of the official, but the catch is a touchdown. Steve Smith's first touchdown catch of the year.
Creason sprints wide right now. Manny back in the shotgun. Design rolls to right. They throw in the back of the end zone. Creason's got it. Touchdown distance.
Brown still blitzes. Don't bring it. Flacco throws. Complete. Torrey Smith. Spin move at the 15. He's in his head. Five. Touchdown. Torrey Smith. And the Ravens have regained the lead.
Wilson out of the shotgun. Three receivers near side. Tate and Rice. Quick square pass. Tate right side. Breaks the tackle. It's 10. The 5. Touchdown! The ball is in, still rolling in the end zone, but the Seahawks score. Holy smoke! He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Golden Tate.
Big Johnson grabs right and settles. They run it right with Redmond.
He dances to the goal line. It's for Steelers touchdown. The Steelers march it. 51 yards to take the lead.
The snap to Rodgers. Fakes the handoff to Green. Looks downfield. Throws over the middle. He's got Crabtree ahead of the field. To the 40. He's got Kramer doing all the way to the house. A touchdown. 72 yards.
Shotgun snap is back to Hasselbeck. Oh! Intercepted by Brian Urlacher. 45 for the left. Urlacher to the 30. To the 25. To the 20. To the 15. To the 10.
Hand the ball off. Doug Martin, the counter run. Martin to the 30, Martin to the 40, Martin to the 45, to the 50, Martin to the 45, to the 40, Martin to the 30, Martin to the 20, Martin to the 50, 10-5. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. It's a 70-yard touchdown by Doug Martin. Is there anything number 22 can't do?
What a week in the NFL. Yep, one left, KC and Pittsburgh. But, man, some of these games, unbelievable. The Dallas-Philly game was our nail-the-score gem. I said Philly would win it 21-14. Hardly. Michael Vick left the game with a concussion. Nick Foles, who comes in for his first NFL game, and I don't lay it all on him. I lay it on the crappy coaching of Andy Reid. Dallas drums Philly, really. 38-23 was the final score. Nobody guessed 38-23, amazingly. And so many people said Philly. There were a few Dallas guesses, but none of them nailed the score. Like Dave in Vermont, who won our very first one, said Dallas 27-17. We also had Mike in Kentucky who said 21-17. And Luke liked Dallas 24-10. Even Matt Johnson picked Dallas 17-14. But Matt, how about that? You know, you did pick the right team in this one, but the final score, wow, it had like a little bit of everything in that game. Things that Dallas had never seen before because they were playing so lousy. They got like their first touchback, everything. It was crazy.
Yeah, the Eagles are the gifting team these days. And my buddy needed a defense in fantasy football. I told him to pick up Dallas because it seems like Philly turns the ball over 2-3 times a game now. It's kind of crazy. And then, you know, Vic gets hurt in the, was it Foles? Right.
Yeah, Nick
he's
Foles.
The guy that the fan base has all been wanting Andy Reid to play him. He didn't look that great, but the whole team doesn't look that great.
Yeah, he just fit in with the team. I mean, you know, because he's such a rookie, it's so hard to just nail him, but he fell apart too, so it doesn't matter. You get the chance, you get the ball, you got to do something with it, and they didn't do anything with it. So in the end, I mean, it's surprising. Foles had an interception return for a score that killed them, and the fans in green were just green with envy over a Cowboy win because they hate the Cowboys. So Tony Romo and the Cowboys leave with a much-needed win on their side of the ball, but it was just a disgrace with what happened with Philadelphia. Foles, by the way, was 22 of 32 for 209 yards and one touchdown. Certainly not good enough to win. He made some mistakes, and he turned the ball over, and you just can't win games, like you said, when you turn the ball over.
It was backup quarterback day, too, because you had Vic go down. Cutler went down tonight. And then Alex Smith went down, so a lot of guys getting hurt.
Yeah, and the big concussion is a big deal, too. I think he's going to be out for a little bit. You know, with how they are now with concussions, thank goodness, I mean, they should be that way, that you guys don't jump back in the way they used to or get banged up in one game and you see him back in the next one, so I guess that's the same thing. They're out usually for a couple. As Matt mentions, Alex Smith, Jay Cutler, what happens if they have to miss games? And it was in really a three-hour span, if you were watching these games, which is when I was watching, that they had to leave the games because it was that point in the afternoon schedule. So you had San Francisco's Alex Smith, who had to be replaced. You had Cutler, who had massive multiple headshots in the first half. So Jason Campbell comes into the game beginning in the second half to try to do what he could against the Texans. But backups just aren't able to perform the way. It used to seem like we had a pretty good depth at quarterback, but I think a lot of teams don't have that depth there anymore with the salary cap and everything. Who are they carrying and who are the backups? You know, if you think of those three teams, have you heard of the backups? Do you know anything about them? Here's the key. It's like for Philly, Foles, you know, he was the third round draft pick. He's, I guess, the tallest guy to ever play for Philly in the pocket, but he didn't get that much time as all those backups don't during the regular season when they're in practice. They're not getting the reps. You know, they're not getting much of the reps. Like, at least with the Jets, they have Tim Tebow, right? So, and theoretically, you'd think Tebow would be ready to come in. But guys who are really, really super raw and green, boy, that's a whole different thing.
And it was a crazy weekend in college football, too, where you had you know, the game of the week is obviously A&M and Alabama.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Manziel.
Mm-hmm. Manziel.
Just going nuts on Alabama. And then you have the three night games where all the other undefeated teams, Oregon, why can't I think of it now? K-State,
K-State.
And Notre Dame. So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It was a good weekend for football.
Yeah, because then, you know, it's all about that ranking. It's with college football. And as you mentioned, Texas A&M, of course, being in Texas, that was huge. 29-24 was the final score in that one. The K-State game was big. That was also a lot of where our mini studio is. There was a lot of interest in that because they played TCU, which is in Fort Worth, and that final score was 23-10. Notre Dame has been so lousy for so long. People actually have something to cheer for, and now they're like fourth, I think, in the latest poll that I saw. 21-6, they had got the better of BC. That was big for them.
It's too bad, too, that this year isn't the first year of the playoff system where they had had the top four teams, because it would be really amazing. And, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. I think, you know, if Notre Dame keeps winning, I think there's so many people that want Notre Dame football to do well that they will definitely be in that championship game.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's funny that you mentioned that, Matt, about the playoffs, because they've got some things that they're trying to figure out. On Monday's a big day in Denver. There's a big meeting of the BCS commissioners and the BCS presidential, what they call, oversight committee, because they're talking about, and these are the groups, they're talking about the group of five, because they've decided there's going to be, for all of you sports fans out there, and for all of you non-sports fans, you'll think this is interesting, trust me. It's like politics. Popular vote, electoral vote. Where are we going in the future? Well, here, with this playoff system, you would have a six-bowl rotation for 12 years, each bowl hosting a national semifinal four times over that period, and the money will just be crazy. Oh, they say that they're talking about ESPN is saying about $500 million per year. I mean, that's like the price point. That's the value. So how is it all going to play out? They're breaking that all down with the various conferences and stuff, and I think that this is going to be great. I mean, they're going to figure it out, what they're going to do. They're going to have a BCS2 maybe for the, what they would call the, to be fair to the smaller conferences, and they're going to try to package them up. I like it better. I like the idea of a playoff. I just do. Then forget the whole argument about, oh, we don't really have a true number one in college football. Any thoughts on the show? Let me have them. AmericaTonight.net.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.